Today is Tuesday, March 29th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I was talking about the weekend, and I forgot to say such an exciting thing that happened. I did my taxes. And because Mark and I own the house together, but we're not married. We have a couple of options. Actually, three options. We can split the interest and the, I guess the property insurance or whatever. Not the property, the homeowner's insurance. I don't know. The interest and the property tax can be deducted, I believe. I don't know. TurboTax asks for that information. So I think anyway, but you get a 1098 form for those things. But we can either split it and each of us claim half. I Googled it. You know, it's allowed. You can claim half with the other person that owns the property. Or he can claim it or I can claim it. So those are the three options. And so what we generally do is I will do all of my taxes except for that and see whether I'm getting I'm having to pay a lot or getting a refund. Look at the number and then I'll enter in the house information and see how much it deducts or, you know, improves my situation because it's a deduction. And then he will do the same, and then whoever gets the biggest credit will use it on theirs. And so we did that, and because I pay more taxes than him, I got a bigger credit for using it than he did. And so it was about a $2,500 difference between what I was going to have to pay, because I have to pay every year. But what I was going to have to pay and what I actually had to pay was $2,500 less when I added the house. But to make it fair, because I'm getting this big, huge credit, you know, and he's not getting anything, what we do is I take the total amount of the credit and I deposit it in the joint account to be used for, you know, things around the house or paying the bills or whatever. So it still benefits me, but we share the credit. And so that's what I did. So I did my taxes. I had to pay a little bit, but not as much as last year, which was good. So I did that. And then, like I said, we went over to my parents. We played a card game. I lost miserably. Mark won, I don't know, 5 hands out of 6. And my stepdad won the other one. I won 0. It's horrible. And then on Sunday we did church, and then after church, and I talked about Topgolf, but I didn't say anything about it. So we went to Topgolf. So it's a driving range, but it's like a bowling alley. And what I mean by that is it's a driving range, but each group of people has a booth with a table and seating, and there's a waitress, and you can order food. And there are video monitors so you can see your score and all of that kind of stuff. So similar to a bowling alley in that way, except it's for a driving range for golf. And then, but it's open and it looks out onto this golf driving range with all these targets. And you basically, the goal is, you know, you hit the golf ball and you try to get it in a target. And the further away the target is, the better score. And there are other games they have smaller targets and larger targets and further away and closer. And there are different games. There are probably 10 or 15 games that you can play. And so we went and we ordered food and we were embarrassed at first because we are not golfers. And when you're trying to drive a golf ball, you need to kind of rear back and have a little power behind it. Well, the problem is, if you're not very coordinated and you're not a golfer, you may miss the golf ball completely. which happened several times to myself and Mark. And so we were looking around to see who saw us, you know, miss the ball. You get that embarrassed, like, you know, you think, oh, this is going to be a good shot, you know, and you swing the club and you completely miss it. And then you kind of look around like, did anybody see this? But it was fun. It was fun. I think I would do it again. It was 2 hours. I will say this. I did not expect this. My shoulders, my arms were sore after 2 hours. So really sore. And then yesterday, my legs were tight. I was having trouble crossing my leg, one leg over the other. I had to get down and stretch my legs. And I assume it's related because I didn't do anything else that would have, you know, caused my muscles to seize up. And anyway, so, but we did that. It was fun. And I think my stepfather would enjoy it. So Mark said we might want to think about taking him for Father's Day. And that would be a good thing. My mom could go and she could sit, you know, at the table and eat and drink and watch us. Because I don't think, I'm not sure she would enjoy actually hitting the golf ball. But it's, you know, you've got a roof over your head. They've got either air conditioning or heat. So if it's cold or hot, you're, you know, you're comfortable. And she could see everybody's score and have a snack and, you know, whatever. So that might be fun. I don't know. We talked about it, although Father's Day is probably the busiest day for Top Golf because it's very common for folks to take their dad golfing. So I can only imagine. So anyway, we did that. And then Sunday, the rest of Sunday was just walking, grocery shopping, you know, stuff like that. So nothing out of the ordinary, just kind of a regular Sunday. And yeah, so did that. The other thing that just happened today, and I'm announcing this here. I haven't announced it anywhere else. My passport came in. Mark messaged me earlier because I'm upstairs and he's downstairs. And he messaged me earlier and he said, hey, I got a notification from USPS because we'll get an email. We signed up for those emails, but for what I usually delete mine. Because I don't care what I'm getting in the mail, but for whatever reason, I signed up for this email and he did as well. And so we get these emails that actually they have a picture of the mail that you're getting. And they say, oh, you're getting this bill and this bill and this junk mail. And, you know, every day, just about every day that we're getting mail, we get an email. And he said, hey, I got an email saying your passport's coming in today. And so I looked and sure enough, it was approved last week and mailed, and it was expected to come in on the 30th, so it was even earlier because that's tomorrow. And now I did do the book and the passport card. I don't know why I did the passport card because you have to have a driver's license to drive. Domestic flights will take a driver's license or a passport or a passport card. But if you have to have a driver's license anyway, like, why would you need a passport card? And then if you're going international, you cannot use a passport card. You have to. So I still don't know the use case for the passport card. I don't know in what scenario, unless you're a person who doesn't drive. I mean, maybe if you don't drive, but then you could just get a passport. So I'm really not sure what somebody needs to tell me, like, what was the purpose of a passport, but I bought one just because I thought, well, might as well have it. You know, who knows? I might need it at some point. I can keep it in my wallet and then I always have a form of passport on me. But if they don't accept it anywhere international, that's what a passport's for. So I'm really not sure. Anyway, it did not come in. It will be in a separate envelope and I don't know when I'm getting it, but I've got my passport with my new name. Adam Burns. So I'm good to go. Don't have to change anything on the. I guess I should email the travel agent and say, "Hey, got my passport. Everything is good to go." And I could also say, "I told you so." It was so quick. I feel like that was maybe 4 weeks. I don't know how long ago it was that I mailed that, but it was 3 or 4 weeks. It was really fast, and it was supposed to be 5 to 7. It was at least a week earlier than I thought it was going to be. So good luck there. And Daniel had a birthday, and I decided to buy he and Zach the chef's table dinner for our Alaska cruise. So we're going to all do the chef's table dinner on our cruise. So that'll be fun. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.